she thought women should make a contribution in a statement.
While you were at Tallahassee, you were interested in things literary.
In sociology and psychology, I had three majors, four majors, because my psych major was considered okay for education, and my sociology, I took so many extra courses in sociology, and I took extra courses in psychology, so I actually had four majors.
But not, you didn't gravitate to the hard sciences or mathematics?
I loved physics and chemistry, and I took them both in high school. And they said I couldn't belong to the science club because it was supposed to be for boys, and I said I didn't like that. And I made such a fuss, they finally admitted me, and then I wouldn't be a member. I said I only wanted to join to show that I could. And then I went on to college, and I took physics and chemistry there, but I didn't like them. My physics teacher said I should have become a physicist. Maybe I should. I said, I don't like mathematics. He says, it wouldn't be that important, and you're very good in science. Dr. Richards.
So you enjoyed, you were 4 years at Tallahassee.
4 years. Well, four and plus the summer.
What'd you do?
I loved it. Adored it.
What'd you do during the summers?
My mother and I would go over to Clearwater and take an apartment, and we would fish, and she would fish, and I would swim. And Dad would come over on the weekends. Sometimes he'd come Friday night and leave Monday morning. Once he drove the car over, I don't know how he had the courage to and where the hell he learned, but he did. He got in and ran it. And then we had the car. It was 30 miles. We used to go across a causeway. I looked at a map the other day and I found it. The Clearwater Temple Causeway.
Which is now 18 lanes or something.
Yeah, probably.
I vaguely remember.
It's a beautiful causeway. Do you remember the time we were on it and the lightning struck over on, what was the name of that little town? Something Bay. Honegger Bay or something like that. And you could see the lightning come down. It almost looked as though it had gone into our car. Actually, I was at Clearwater on the Gulf one time. And there was a houseboat nearby, and it was struck by lightning. And I was standing by, and it was a metal flipper, you know. You don't remember. Why do I ask you things? And the lightning was so apparent that I was knocked to my knees.
Powerful force.
Yeah.